This is 96.7 on your FM dial. The program is QOL, Quality of Life. I mean, let's face it, you know, you go to a market, you see food. It might be seafood, in fact, or it might be tartare or carpaccio. There's cheese, there's olive oil, there's fruit. Where am I today? I mean, this is an interesting place. I'm not quite sure exactly how to describe it, but boy, is it clean and full of international flavor. Rita, what is this called?
The market is called Bouillon.
See, I can't. Bouillon.
Bouillon. It's like B-O-L-H-A-O. So Bouillon means a big bubble. So it's like a big bubble of water.
A big bubble.
So we are standing on a big bubble of water, actually. So, yeah, it's underneath the city. We have a river.
Right.
Yeah. And
this
underneath
goes back
the
to
market,
the earthquake and all that.
Yes. Yes. Oh. So we have like a huge bubble of water. So that's why it's called Bouillon. So it's like huge bubble of water. So, yeah.
How long have you been here?
We actually opened last year in October, so we
it
are
It feels like you've been here
new.
For ages. I mean, you're a young woman, but how on earth did you get involved in, I can only call it antipasto, or what do you call what you're offering?
I mean, I have a butcher shop, and I have the carpaccio and tartare, as you were saying. And I just decided that this would be like a good...
Did you go to school to learn butchery?
I have a degree on tourism, actually.
You told me that.
Yeah, I was a guide, so nothing to do with the area. But I just got the chance to open here this store in the market because it depends on the category, actually. And the category here was a butcher shop. So we just decided to invest.
Yes,
here. And
you and your husband?
Me and my husband, yes. To
does
open.
He do butchery too?
No, not at all. He works at a painting store. So
that is that. Wow.
It's totally different from where
but
we were
standing.
But
it's customer service.
So. Yes, it is. And I still get to deal with tourists, you know, so it's just, it's great.
Now, we might just take a quick break because we just got somebody at the showcase looking in.
Hello.
We go. So this is QOL, and the program, of course, has been around for about 8 years. It used to be called Eat This, Drink That. And my name's Hugh Cruzell, and I wander the world, if possible, and taste food. And today, here in Porto in Portugal. There we go. And we'll just take a quick break here. Rita is chatting with a customer. Oh, he didn't buy anything. Do a lot of people ask questions and then just wander by?
Yes. So,
why? I mean, if I looked in and I saw that carpaccio, tell us, what is carpaccio actually?
Carpaccio, it's beef. So we slice it on a machine, very, very thin. And then
how come it's so bright?
Because it's fresh meat, you know, so that's, the color of the meat, you know, and the cow, actually, so it's...
Yes, of course.
Is
it a special part
beautiful
of
Portuguese
the
cows.
Cow that comes from? Portuguese cows are happy cows.
They are happy,
well, until they're, yes. Is there a special part of the cow that this
comes
from?
Yes, so we use or the tenderloin or the part right next to the tenderloin.
The tenderloin is...
The back,
I'm
cow,
just doing it on my... Rita and I are both doing... You can't see this in radio land out there. But we're both touching... Well, each touching our own
back, that would be weird,
maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, you are in Portugal, so nothing is impossible
is
in Portugal.
Very much more... I notice a lot of merchants
will
say thank you, and they touch you.
We love to hug people and to kiss people, so
and Rita
we are
and I are
going to
hug, too. Rita, you're in not the beginning, but a lot of people circulate. Is this prime real estate? I mean, the whole market is kind of prime real estate.
Yes,
but do people kind of go circling around and they come here and they go, Rita, I want to taste this.
Yes, well, some of them are just like they look at it and then they ask. I mean, you just
saw
it.
Well, they say, what is carpaccio?
What is this? What part of the cow is it? Or is it cow or is it pork? Because they don't know. Some of them
don't. Do you ever do pork?
No.
No.
Just cow. Just cow. Or you can do like cow, deer.
Deer?
One or another animal, you know, but not every animal is.
So tell me what. So the tartare, though, is a different color. Is that because of the spicing and the
because of the sauce I make? Yes.
You make the own. You make your own sauce.
I make my own sauce.
What is it?
It's kind secret of a secret sauce, but I can tell you one or two things about the sauce. So
salt and pepper,
normally the beef tartare, you have to have like the capers and the onions, you know, like chopped,
yes,
and then you mix it all together,
yes,
and then the egg. So I don't use egg because it's very, you know, with the egg, it's like,
yes,
you never know. So I don't use egg.
But it's raw meat.
It's raw meat.
They're okay with the raw meat, but not the egg. Yeah, I know.
You know,
strange.
I mean, it's just because
you experiment. You told me the
different.
Other day you experimented to get to the point where you went, this is Rita's version.
Yes. So the sauce, for you to get it right, so I mix it up, the capers, the onions, I had port wine.
Portuguese capers? Spanish capers.
Spanish capers,
Spanish.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
next door.
It's, yeah, next door. So it's our brother.
How do you
so
say neighbor?
Vizinho.
Oh, vizinho, like voisin en français.
Yes.
Yes.
So, we use onions, capers, port wine. That's one of my secrets.
White, red?
Red.
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 That's
to
why
give
the
it
color
the color,
changed.
You know, exactly.
Yes.
And I use as well Dijon mustard, a little bit of Tabasco, which is, you know, the spicy.
Yes.
And one other secret, but that's the one that I have to.
Rita's special sauce. We can't reveal
so,
it. If she revealed it to me, she'd have to kill me.
That's true.
Oh.
I always say that, actually. I always say that.
You sell a taste experience to people. I can see why, if you came from tourism, this makes sense.
Yes, you know.
Because you're not
selling.
You're selling
about
a product.
That. Yep.
But you're telling people, try this because it's going to blow your mind.
Pretty much, yeah. Well, I try to. I try.
You have children.
I have, yeah.
Do they,
a two-year-old.
Do they, the two-year-old does...
No.
Not yet, eh?
Not yet. Not yet. It's too soon for him.
So,
yeah.
Oh, it's a boy.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that. Now, you don't sell wine, but over less than 30 meters from here, I can buy wine. I can walk over here.
Yes.
And I can drink it and... Okay, this is very civilized.
Yes, and I do have a menu.
Oh,
I have a partnership.
What? You have a menu?
Yeah, you've never seen it.
Wine and tartare, $8.50. Where do you get the wine from?
Wine and carpaccio. So do you see the last bar right here?
Oh, there's one.
There,
you know, my goodness, I don't have to go 30 meters away.
No,
I only need to go
like
10 meters away.
10 meters, yeah, that's
well,
I could
stagger
and I can
over.
I always call them and tell them
call
that.
Call them
by
cell phone?
Yeah, just like bring me white wine or red wine, and they bring it here, which is amazing. So we have a partnership. I mean, you pay for the meat with me, and then you pay the wine there, but we are like lowering our prices, you know, just to make a menu for you.
A companionship.
Yeah, exactly.
A collaboration.
Exactly, yeah.
So that comes from tourism as well.
Yes.
We're making sure that Rita doesn't get distracted by the fact that we're having a conversation. We want people to come. In fact, Rita, sometimes when I do these kind of interviews, what happens is people see, and it actually brings people, they're like, what's going on over here?
Exactly.
What's this all about? What,
is
how
she
can
famous?
We, is she rich and famous?
I wish. But you know what? My name, actually, Rita Pereira, it's from a Portuguese actress.
You could be.
I could be, yeah. I mean, her name is Rita Pereira, so...
And she's
oh, she's very... yeah,
or
I mean, she just been in Brazil to do, like, a soap opera, you know, and... Yeah, so
you
she's...
You could do a soap opera.
I could, I mean...
It could be a soap... a butcher's shop soap opera.
Oh, that would be amazing.
So tell me, when you get the carpaccio, is there any aging involved? Is there a processing time? Do you massage it before you?
Oh, a little bit. So it's like the Portuguese massage. I just cut it, and then I just heat the meat.
You heat it?
Yeah. No. Just heat. Like, just like I punch it, basically.
Oh, okay. Yes,
you know,
yes,
pretty
you
much.
Heat it up, okay.
And then I roll it, you know, like I do a roll of
yes,
meat.
Yes.
And then I freeze it.
Oh. And does that allow the cutting process?
Yes, exactly.
Oh,
so for
smart.
The carpaccio, you have to actually to freeze the meat, or you are not going to be able to cut
that
thin.
It's
going like to shred, you know,
because
and it's going
it
to...
It is, can we call it paper thin? It's not really paper thin. Well, it is. It's kind of translucent, isn't it?
Some
you can
them,
see through it.
Yeah.
But it's. I don't know what to describe that color. It's almost the color of roses.
Yes.
Would, So carpaccio, though, is an Italian word.
Yes.
What's the Portuguese word for it?
Same thing. We don't have one. So it's tartare, we have. It's like tartaro.
Oh, okay.
Tartaro. But if you just say tartaro, that will sound like it's something that you get on your teeth.
Oh, tartare. Yes, tartare.
It's like the same thing in English.
Yes.
But if you just say tartaro, people will think that you have some
wrong
problem.
With you.
Yeah, something wrong on your mouth.
Now I wish I could have my phone and look at, or a mirror and look at my teeth. I wonder what Rita's thinking of. When people come here, okay, carpaccio, you know, they see it on menus. Tartare, less so. Do they go, like, so what's the difference between that on the, could we call it a cracker or a Melba toast, and that one in the next thing? What's up with that?
That one down below and this one right here.
Yeah, that one.
That one, it's already seasoned, so it's ready, and we did like a mix, you know, with carpaccio and tartare.
Yeah, you do a plate with three and three.
Yes, so it's easier for you if you want to like sit on the stairs of the market or just wandering around, you know,
with a glass of wine.
But what's easier for you to... That's a carpaccio and that's tartare. So on the right you have tartare and on the left you have...
This one here...
This one is exactly the same, but this one, it's without seasoning. So that's why you are just seeing the meat.
So, but you would then take it and...
Yes.
So you wouldn't sell that?
No.
Oh.
Not like that.
No.
So afterwards...
But that is attractive to me.
Yeah.
Do you ever use a little bit of beet juice just to...
No.
I've heard people do sometimes.
Yeah.
Just to bring up the color.
The color, yeah. No, I never tried it, but we just put the meat like that just to show you that it doesn't have any seasonings yet. And then we season right in front of the tourists.
So let's ask this question because I think it's germane to this. Where do you get your beef from? Where do you source it from? Is there somebody here within this organization that you...
No. So
no, you bring
our
it in from?
Our suppliers, they are from the north of Portugal.
Like Braga and places like
yes,
that?
Yes. So it's next to... So it's between Porto and Braga. It's called Baltar.
Okay.
And they are like a huge place. They do like...
Do we know what kind of cattle is used for this?
Yes.
What kind of cattle do we use for this? It's got a special name. In Portuguese, it's got an X or... Yes.
Just to be honest, I don't actually know the names.
You don't know the names, like Dolly and Button and Flower of the cat?
No.
I'm just joking, but it must be a special breed.
Yeah, I know.
Low fat, high fat.
I don't know. I don't know how to tell you that because, you know, I'm more with this part right here.
You don't need to worry about the back end.
Oh, yes.
Although,
Vitor is the butcher, so he takes care of that part.
So, out there in Radioland, if you're interested, I think you should go looking on the map and maybe do some Googling and go, like, beef, northern Portugal for tartare. And I wonder what would come up.
Well, probably...
Should we do it?
The Portuguese ones.
Yes.
Like we have Mirandesa, Roquesa. We have
that would be red,
well.
Reddish brown cow.
That would be Roquesa. I think it's a brownish.
Brownish cow? Okay. Because there's so many different kinds. There's cows for milk, cows for cheese, cows for, depending
on the
fat content.
Those ones, and I'm going to have it very soon.
I'm going to take a quick break here while she goes Googling, and we just take a quick break here. Rita, do you have preferred red? Oh, it's, look at that. Ooh, he looks mean.
This is the Portuguese.
Well, I shouldn't say mean.
He looks
like the toro in... is that the right word, toro?
Yes, toro.
Toro, yeah. Yes. He looks like the toro from a Bugs Bunny one. I don't know if you've seen the one with the Bugs Bunny. You'd know it? So... Do you have a preferred red wine that you recommend with tartare? Like if you call the guy down here, do you say, hey, I got a customer and I need a glass of red wine?
Yes.
So they normally do like two kinds of red and white wines with the menu.
Well, white wine
but
with
they
tartare?
Have one. Yeah, I mean, some people like it. You know, I prefer red. I mean, I love red wine. And
vino
especially
tinto.
Vino tinto.
Tinto,
yes.
Yes.
And especially
tinto
with
Royos
meat, you know, it's better. So.
Yes. Yeah. Is it a Portuguese grape variety?
Portuguese, yes. It's from the Douro Valley.
From the which is actually further away than most people think.
Yes. So it's an hour and 30 minutes away.
You just can't take a boat there.
You can.
But it takes days.
But,
Because you're going against the river.
But you do
coming
have,
back's easy.
But you have a tour, like one day tour, to get there.
With and a then, Mercedes van or something.
No, yeah. It's like you go on the boat up the river until like Regua, and then you use the train to come back. So like road trip, you can't do it on a boat. It's not possible. I mean, that would be like, I don't know. Like 20 hours or so. So yeah, like it's impossible, you know, because you have to pass several dams, you know, and everything. So yeah, but it is very cool. On a boat is very cool. They do like further up or down, so you get to choose. But you use a train as well.
So there is a menu. It says wine and carpaccio, $6.50. Wine and tartare is €8.50. So, I mean, you multiply in Canadian by 1.5. The price is actually, I mean, it's very, very reasonable. Rita has just gone down, like, seriously, what, 25 steps from here? There is a wine cellar merchant that you're involved in. And do you... You know the people well?
I do, yeah.
They're friends?
I know his daughter, so now he's there, but I know his daughter, she's not here now. But we are friends. From
childhood? Or
yes.
Just, no.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm going to go back in time. Let me go back, way back in time.
Okay.
Okay, so now you're doing tourism, And you have this idea, I need to be out of tourism.
Yep.
Is that what happened? And then you said, what do I do next?
No,
or was it
like,
more like, oh my God, there's this opportunity. I'm going to make carpaccio.
Yeah, that
really?
One. Yes.
But so how did like, it happen? Was it the people down the way here who said to you, there's an opportunity?
No, I mean, because we actually just, we saw each other again here because we lost contact, you know. And
you mean
and
like then, you were shopping? Or in tourism, you brought people here?
I just saw her again, you know, my friend. I just saw her again when I started working here. So it's like, oh, you are here. And she was like, yes, I have this place, you know, that I sell wine and everything. And I was like, yeah, so I'm just going to open a butcher shop. And then we were just like staring at each other like, oh my God, this is very
and
weird.
And she said, how many feet from us?
Yeah, exactly. You know, so, I mean, we are neighbors no,
but
pretty
you didn't
much.
Go to school together.
We did.
You went?
But then we lost contact. And then we met again, like here in the market, you know. And it was like, oh, okay, you were here. So, yeah, it was very funny.
I have to have a little taste of wine here. Because there's a glass. And I just did. Oh.
And we also have some friends here that they sell seasonings and spices and everything.
Oh, wow. And,
just over. Boa tarde, ajuda? Sim, I'm sorry.
Oh, of course.
It's, I have to
go to work. Rita, we're back. And, I mean... This is still a very interesting process to do tartare and carpaccio. Is there a group that you belong to, like a perhaps a professional group of tartare makers? Like, do you get together with other people and say?
I could.
Are there regulations?
We do have a friend. No, they don't care about that, so it's fine. That would be fine. But we do have a friend, me and my husband, and he has a restaurant here in Porto. Well, two, actually.
Should I eat there?
It's very good. He sells mainly ribs with barbecue sauce that he makes himself.
So is it walkable from here?
It's next to the Stock Exchange Palace, Palacio de Bolsa.
Okay.
It's very good.
Very
close to the river?
You're gonna give me the name
of
this place.
Oh, sure. I can call him as well and see if I get you a table for
tomorrow
night. Yeah.
But you also have... Is this yours, too?
Yeah, that part of the
just a minute. I'm looking at this, and you've got ribs, and you've got chicken, and you've got pork loin, and you've got...
And I have dry-aged meat as well.
like 30 days?
I just sold, like, the last T-bone.
I saw somebody come here, and
yeah.
look at this.
The tomahawk, yeah.
The tomahawk. That's very American.
Yes, it is.
Or is it very Portuguese?
Not quite. We thought about it, and it was. We just thought it would be a great idea to have something for the tourists as well. So, yeah.
And because a lot of people do Airbnb,
yes,
and they can go home, but to their temporary home, and make food. Now, the one thing we have not said, Rita, is the name of this place.
Yes.
It's. I'm not going to do a very good job of it. Talho Do, and that's not it, right?
It was close. Talho.
Talho
do Bulhão.
Because of the...
Bulhão, yeah. It's the name of the market,
yes.
Right? So we just
This
chose,
is your incorporated name.
Yes, we just chose this name because, I mean, For you to come to the market and see that you have like a butcher of bouillon, so bouillon is the name of the market, you are like, oh, okay, so they belong here, right?
Right.
I mean, and you are going to remember that every time you come to the market. So that was our, I mean, we're thinking about that, you know, so.
Ciao.
Ciao. We were thinking about that as well. That's why we chose this name. And yeah, Taglio du Bouillon, it's like the butcher of bouillon.
And your chickens still have feet on them.
Yes.
That's most, like, you would never see that in a grocery store in North America. In a butcher shop, you might, and certainly in the Chinese store, you would, and Vietnamese, and because people still use the legs and feet to make soup. And
here it's exactly the same.
Same.
Yeah.
Like, if so I had a cold or a sore throat, I would want chicken soup.
Of course,
made
yes.
with chicken feet.
Exactly.
Yes.
You know, so
I don't know why
just...
it's not chicken throat, because, you know.
I don't know. No, it's not.
It's about
not very,
the fats and the flavor. And
it's
the
just it's just that chicken. We have a dish in Portugal, which is called arroz de cabidela. And arroz de cabidela, it's like we use the blood. So do you see that black, that black bag coming out of the chicken?
Yes,
so that's
the kidneys
and everything, but the black bag, it's the blood of the chicken. So we use the blood. So we do like the chicken and then the rice, and then we add the blood and we cook it a little bit longer. We add some vinegar and we eat it like that, and it's
good. I've got to have that. That's
it's
amazing.
Really good. Arroz de cabidela, it's very good. Yeah.
Let's go back to these plates of wonderful thing. Oh, you've got some. Oh, she's got some more visitors. Now, this is interesting. I've seen a lot of tourists here, but tourists could also be from Portugal. They don't have to be from Port. But is it a lot of Europeans or a lot of North Americans who are your customers?
Yes.
Mostly.
So this couple was Italian. Italian, and we have some Spanish as well. Mainly when we have holidays, you know. I mean, we are neighbors, as we're saying, you know, vizinhos.
Yes.
So it's just when they have a holiday, they always come here.
Do they have a holiday
Portugal.
Now coming up? Well, we just had Carnival.
No, they had Carnival as we did. And they come here, and then they are going to have, I think it's Easter.
Easter's next?
But
I don't know the date for Easter.
But we are going to have, like, the Friday, you know, I don't know how to say it in English, so Sexta-feira Santa. It's like the Holy Friday.
Friday?
Yeah, probably.
But that's today.
No. It's like 20, so it's in March.
Oh, it's in March, oh.
But we are going to be open. That's the only holiday that the market is going to be open. But just because we want to.
Oh, no. He's got some wine, and he wants some carpaccio, I think. Very interesting. Do a lot of British people stop by?
Oh, yes.
Yes, it's very popular, yes.
You can tell, right?
I certainly can. Many people with strollers.
Yes.
It seems to be a big thing.
Many people with babies as
babies
well.
Babies, yes.
Yeah. And apparently they like it, so, yeah.
So... You know, tartare does have that. I mean, there are not many places that serve it. Why is that?
I mean, I don't know. I think it's that friend of mine that has two restaurants. He has it on his menu.
If I go there and eat there today, will it be your tartare?
No, his tartare. Yeah. His
are you going to write out the name of this place? I'm supposed
yes,
to.
Yes, of course.
This absolutely amazing destination. You can get paper out of the machine. Oh, maybe not. Gonna write it on the roll. We know what the carpaccio comes from. Where does the tartare come from on the beef?
The exact same place.
Same place?
Yep.
Okay. Interesting. Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, please go.
Looking because I have to.
Oh, you have to manage, and there's
I have to manage, and I have to just clean everything.
There is a tasting room in the back. I don't know what to call it. It's not a restaurant. It's kind of a sit-down. You take your carpaccio and your tartare in the back, and you have a glass of wine. And there's a family there now with a child.
Yes.
There's room for maybe 9 people, 12 people.
Uh-huh.
This is nice.
It is. We thought about it. So our idea was
Did you have to build it? No.
Yes.
Or rent it?
I had to. So the whole thing, it belongs to me, both sides. So that part and this part.
Well, because this is where your equipment is.
Exactly. So that's where the equipment is, and that's
and
the butcher side.
It's all tiled and it's certified.
Yes, exactly. So that's the cleanest part, you know, and we normally have that door closed, you
yes,
know,
of
because
course.
it's the space that where we work.
And right refrigerators.
Here, yes,
of course.
Refrigerators
and freezers
machines and everything, and this structure
another.
Right here,
yes.
You know, it didn't exist, so we had to pay, you know, to create this division right here, this structure, you know, to divide both rooms,
yeah, because
because you can have people, you know, where you have all the equipment and the meat and everything. So we just decided to create this room just for you to enjoy it and just enjoy our tartare in a very calm environment and it was our idea from the beginning to have
your
this
busy
room.
Season is July, August, June?
Well, we start in May actually, from May till October.
Wow.
Yes, yes.
And you're here essentially from 7:30, 8 in the morning?
Yes.
Until
8:30, 9 p.m., yeah.
That's a huge commitment. Do
it
you have
is,
assistance?
I have a butcher. He works with me, you know. We hire him in October. And, I mean, he does like 8 hours, you know, per day because, I mean, obviously.
That is precision work.
Yeah, so he has to work like 8 hours and then I do the rest. So I do the 12 or 13, 14, whatever here. But this is mine. So obviously I have to do the effort and I have to work a little bit harder than the rest. So, yeah.
At the end of the day, there's also cleanup.
Yes.
So you don't. Like leave at 8 o'clock?
No.
Saturday is 6 o'clock.
Saturday it's 6 o'clock, but we only leave around 7:30. Yeah. So it's.
Does your husband make dinner for you?
Sometimes.
Oh, well, that would be nice if he did.
Sometimes. So sometimes my mother-in-law calls us, like, "Oh, do you want to come
are you close?
Here?" And.
Are you close?
Oh yes, like not even 1 kilometer away.
Oh,
so we are very, very close.
Does she look after your child?
Oh yes, several times. So my son actually is staying with my parents, like during the week, you know, because my mother-in-law she still works.
That's his mother, or is it your mother?
No, my mother.
Your
yeah,
mother.
My mother takes care of my boy, you know, and during the week, and then my mother-in-law on Saturdays because she's still working. You know, my parents are retired.
Oh, they must be
so,
quite young.
My father and my mother, they have like 66 now.
That's not bad. Oh,
yeah,
that's so, like me.
Yeah, I mean they're great. I mean they're still very young. So
and very energetic and.
Oh yeah, very. Active, you know, in general. Yeah,
do they like tartar?
No. I wish, but no. My mother-in-law does. So,
ah.
Yeah. Points for her.
Do Portuguese people stop by and buy?
They do. Not as much as we wish, but they do.
But
sometimes
now they're doing more international travel.
Yes, and now they are starting to get to know, like, I had a lady, like, before you arrived, she was like, I don't know, like 70s or something. And I was so surprised because she was Portuguese and she was like, "Do you have tenderloin?" And I was like, "No, I don't have it anymore because I just sold everything." And then she was like, "Oh, but do you have like a part of the chop, you know, with bone?" And I was like,
"She's a foodie."
"No, not anymore." And she was like, "Okay, so what's that?" And I told him that it was dry aged. And she was like, "Oh, that sounds amazing."
She's a foodie.
And I was like, are you sure? But you know it? Because, I mean, I'm always afraid because dry age, I mean, you have to know it. Or at least, I mean, it has a different smell. You have to let it breathe before you cook it. I mean, you have to know the meat, right? And she was like, "Oh, no, don't worry, dear. Just open it while, I mean, I'm going home. So it's starting to breathe now.
Yes.
Just open it, put it into a bag, and then I'll cook it." And I was like, okay.
I wonder if she's worked in the industry.
You know, I was so surprised. I was like, "But do you know this?" And she was like, "Oh, yes, don't worry. I will love it." And she was like 70. So I was like, okay.
That's
so
amazing.
Portuguese people are trying to, yeah.
Up their game.
Oh, yes, for sure. That's
tell
amazing.
Us again. It's Rita. And your last name?
Rita Pereira. Right. I know the R, it's hard. So.
It has that role to it. And the name of the organization, or your business,
yeah.
is
Talho
do
Bulhão.
Bouillon, because it's here at this market.
Yes.
In the, I don't know, what would you call this? In the northwest corner mm-hmm. of the market.
Yeah.
There's a display case. There's a knife shop next door. There's wine just down the end. There's cheese across the way.
I mean, you can get everything and a little bit of everything.
Have dinner.
Pretty much.
Rita, thank you so much for the
obrigada.
Opportunity.
Muito obrigada.
And if it's a woman's, obrigada. And if it's a gentleman's, obrigado.
Obrigado, yes, exactly.
Obrigado from me here, Hugh, at CKLU 96.7. Quality of Life, QOL, here in Porto, Portugal.
Yay!
Yeah, thank you.